It turned out Crawford really missed the murder and mayhem up in New York, which was weird since the whole reason he'd gone south was to get away from it all. At age 36, with a bad case of acid reflux, chronic cynicism, and acute burnout, Charlie Crawford had packed up his Upper West Side apartment and headed down to the Sunshine State. He decided on the Keys, the plan being to take up surfing and give the Jimmy Buffett thing a shot. But after 3 months of listening to stoned-out beach bums and lame Hawaiian shirts oohing and aahing pretty average sunsets and duding each other to death, Crawford was ready to move on. So he reached out to a handful of Florida law enforcement agencies, and when the Palm Beach Police Department made him an offer, he grabbed it. But almost a year into the job, no one had come close to getting knifed, shot, garroted, or even banged up a little. Christ, what he'd give for a nice face-down stiff. A little rigor setting in. Crawford was drawing a bunch of nowhere cases, which could be best summed up by the one he was writing up now. Crawford, a homicide cop, was pinch-hitting on a routine call since several uniforms were out with the flu. He pulled into the driveway of the address the dispatcher had given him and parked next to a big-haired blonde in a black jag convertible. She smiled at him as he got out of his Crown Vic. "Hi, I'm Detective Crawford."
"Rose Clark," the woman said, pointing at the two-story yellow stucco. "This is one of my listings."
"Did you put in the call?" Crawford asked, looking through a big-picture window for signs of life.
"Uh-huh."
Beautiful smile, teeth like Colorado snow behind pouty lips. "You think someone's in there who's not supposed to be?"
"Think," she said. "I know. I just saw a naked woman through the slider and back."
"Who's the owner?" Crawford started toward the house. She followed.
"Willard Gregg was," she said. "But he died 6 months ago."